Hello, everyone, and a very warm welcome to my weekly update. It will, in fact, be my last update before the Christmas period. And it's been yet another really, really busy week, kicking off on Monday with the NFU launching our general election manifesto, Farming for Britain's Future. I was delighted before the reception in Parliament to be invited into Number 10. We were able to share the manifesto with the Number 10 team, so it got to where it needed to go from the very beginning. And then at the reception, we welcomed in Mark Spencer as the Farming Minister to speak, and also Shadow Secretary of State Steve Reid. And huge thanks to the many MPs, peers and NFU members that came to that launch. Some really interesting survey work that we're continually focusing on, and food production as a national priority has risen up the agenda so much. Indeed, 82% of people surveyed feel that we should be producing more food in this country. I saw Steve Reid again, actually, later in the week. So having seen him on the Monday, he was long-term invite since he's been in to come out and visit my farm. And he came out on Thursday with our London team and his advisor, also coming with him. Really, really important discussion. I was delighted to bring in my landlord's agent to talk about the relationship of tenants with landlords and other tenants on our estate as well. It's incredibly important with 50% of the country as tenant farmers that all parties really understand the interplay between landlord and tenant. Obviously, the ROC review, we're very much hoping that as a big general election ask that that will be implemented, because it really does need to be. So great discussions with the Shadow team, and their polling, I think, is interesting too. So they are getting a big, big push from all of their polling, not just in rural areas, but in cities as well. People that really felt that they suffered during COVID, that they couldn't buy food when they wanted to. They found it incredibly alarming that sometimes they literally went into a retail outlet, couldn't buy what they wanted to be able to buy. And many people, of course, had never faced that before. And then on the back of the war in Ukraine, rationing of eggs, rationing of salads. So food security is one of the top things that people are feeding into them. And I've said it before, but their polling has shown as well that the role of nurses as a job occupation that the public really values sits at the top. But for the first time ever, being a farmer is sitting in second place as an occupation that the public really, really values. So that is quite remarkable and something that we should be very proud of, never take for granted. But it's really, really good to see that is where it is. I've also been full on AGM season, so wonderful for me to be at East Sussex and West Sussex AGM before heading north to Shropshire and catching up with so many members at the Telford office there. It was really, really good to see so many people. I saw Jane Heath, who I have seen occasionally, but remember most for the pig crisis. I recently saw the Morgan sisters too. So many people that I remember from that ghastly time when we were killing pigs on farm, and the huge amount that was done to try and resolve the situation. So brings back a lot of good and sometimes bad memories for what you, our members, have been through in that time. And from Shropshire, I headed over to Staffordshire for their AGM. Really good discussions over there, and able to catch up with two of the SFI pilot farmers who had a call that day. Really prescient, I think, with launching our general election manifesto and the focus now that has to be on food production going forwards. We want to see a bare minimum of the 50% that is left on the BPS capping journey. We want to see that ring fence for sustainable food production across all land tenures. And I'm hoping that will be achievable. Certainly Labour now very much focusing on setting a target, annual reporting. But we need the policies in place from all parties to outline what the future looks like. The tapering, I think, in England now is very, very stark, with 50% of BPS gone. The transition to the new scheme that was promised has not happened in the timelines available. So here we are effectively going into the final year of this Parliament. And there is still such a huge amount to be done for farmers to have a platform, effectively, a food production platform that they can step onto. That was always promised, if you remember, it would be seamless, and it hasn't been. And indeed, the SFI platform is being paused over the Christmas period, with the line being that if you don't get your applications that are in flight submitted, you are going to have to start again. I find that completely unacceptable. We're very keen to be surveying our members on what your thoughts are on the SFI, if you are going to be joining it or not. So be prepared to hear more from us on that in the new year. But can I just finish then by wishing you all a very happy and healthy Christmas. Please do, as ever, take care and look after yourselves. And I hope everybody, above all else, gets a bit of a break, because farming feels like it's been really tough this autumn, so much of the country underwater. So I hope everybody gets a bit of a break. With many thanks, and look forward to speaking to you again soon.